Last month, we got to know Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center and really enjoyed that interview, so we've invited him to come back. And he's here today joining me in Studio A. He's here to talk about your oral health and how it affects your overall health. Dr. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I mentioned this last month because you're such an avid golfer. Have you had the clubs out at all? Are you polishing them up?
I've had them out. Last weekend it was nice, so I got in 9 holes on Friday, played 2 balls all 9 holes, and then again at Prairie Vista, and then again on Sunday at Ironwood.
Just 2 balls, so you're not rusty.
Well, I was rusty, but I played better than I thought I would.
All right. Dr. Mike has won, 137 tournaments?
That's true.
You're very modest about all of this. And your daughter, Marissa, who is also a dentist there at Eastland, Dr. Marissa.
Yes.
You present her as being even more accomplished at golf than you. Who's the better golfer?
Oh, definitely she is. Yeah. She hits it far, and she's really good. She was state champion.
Yeah,
I'm
you
very
were both,
proud of her.
You were both state champions.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Illinois state amateur champions,
yes,
right?
Uh-huh.
The only father-daughter duo ever to do that.
Uh-huh.
In Illinois and maybe, I don't know, in the country? Has that ever happened in another state?
We're the only ones in Illinois, I know that. I don't know about the country, but we sure do enjoy the game.
Yeah, well, you're good at it, and that's great. Let's talk a little bit about what you came here to talk about today, and that is what you do for a living and how the patients you work on can do themselves a big favor by really maintaining good oral health. Because from the information you've sent over, and I didn't know this, if you have bad oral health, that can contribute to heart disease, stroke, cancer, a whole list of things, right?
It sure can. It's amazing once you start looking into the research, and there's more research comes out all the time. Very interesting topic and well-researched now. Yeah, I'm a patient at the Heart Attack and Stroke Prevention Center in Spokane, Washington, because I don't want one. That's in my family. So one of the things they are adamant about is to find out what bacteria are in your mouth and be sure that certain ones you do not have, because they're so causative now. It's not just associated. They actually published a paper in the British Medical Journal in November of last year, of 2016, and that says that these bacteria, 5 bacteria in the mouth, are causative of heart attack and stroke, just like cholesterol or high blood pressure, every bit as much. So it's very important to keep your mouth healthy for cardiovascular disease. You bet.
So you're talking about the testing for this. What do they do, swab you out and then send it off to a lab?
Swish and spit, that's right. And almost no one does that. And very few people even know about it. And it's been around for a while. And it's so important. We do that in our office. We may be one of the few in central Illinois that do it. But I'll tell you, every patient that the Heart Attack and Stroke Prevention Center has through do it. And I'll get inflammation in my system, which is one of the main things with heart attack and stroke. If my inflammation level goes up, we test quarterly. Every year and 4 times a year. And if my inflammation goes up, one of the first things she says is, you go get an oral DNA test, Mike. And sometimes I have the bad bacteria, and I've got a clean mouth. They're not easy to get rid of, but you get on a protocol, you get rid of them, and your inflammation level comes down. It's amazing.
What does it mean if I have a sore in my mouth? Is that a sign of something wrong in there?
Well, obviously you don't want a sore in your mouth. But you know
how we get them from time to time.
Yeah, I do. And that's really not the type of sores we're talking about.
Okay.
That's not the bacteria we're talking about. That's often either immune or viral. And we're talking about gum disease and abscess teeth. Those are where the bacteria come from. In particular, let's first talk about the gum disease bacteria. These are the ones that, and it doesn't, you don't have to have, typically in the past it was bleeding gums and pockets around the teeth.
You know, I didn't know till a few years ago even what pockets were until my hygienist one day was doing the measurements that they do each time to make sure they haven't changed or changed significantly.
Right.
And I, you know, I had noticed her doing that, and I go to the same dentist with the same hygienist. I always have the same hygienist. She's very good. Her name's Karen. And so one day I said, what are you checking for? What are you taking these numbers for? And she told me, she goes, I'm checking your pockets. Maybe you should explain what that is.
Well, it's a little, if anyone remembers cuffs for pants, a lot of people just have straight pants now, especially with jeans, but the like the cuff around your the bottom of your pants, that's there's a little cuff between the tooth and the gums that bacteria can get down in. And the depth of those pockets, if they're deeper than, say, 2 or 3 millimeters, you can't really clean those with a toothbrush, and the bacteria just sit there and fester and grow and get worse and change the type of bacteria in them, because it's whether oxygen can get to them or not, it changes the type of bacteria. Anyway, so those are the little pockets around the teeth, and then they often get bleedy because they get inflamed and swollen and infected. And in fact, the mouth is often the largest source of infection in most people's body. You wouldn't think that, but it is, just because you can't see it. The infection can be so large in many people that we see, and it would be like an open sore wound on the whole palm of your hand. But because you can't see it, you're not worried about it, and you don't even know. Anyway, so the different types of bacteria can be a problem. In the past, we usually looked at the depth of the pocket and whether the gums were bleeding or not. But what we're finding now is you don't even need to have deep pockets or bleeding gums to have the wrong bacteria in your mouth. And so more and more we're looking at, the people that know this are looking at the type of bacteria and the number of bacteria that you have, not just bleeding gums and pocket depth, which are also important, but now the other is also extremely important.
Where does it come from? Where does that bad bacteria come from?
They just come from your system. They can
so
get
you can
in there
generate
and proliferate. Yeah, everyone has bacteria. You've got more bacteria in your body than cells.
It's I wish you hadn't told me that.
Well, I know it's amazing, but everyone has bacteria.
I was fine not knowing that.
You can't sleep tonight now. But everyone
I'm
going
to go take a hot shower. You finish the segment. I'm going to burn all that stuff off.
Yeah, well, when you put this under a microscope and you actually see the bacteria in your mouth, it's pretty amazing, and it's kind of gross. But it's important to know that now that we know how much these bacteria can affect the rest of your body. But it's like different ones will proliferate. In other words, if you have like an acidic saliva, you drink a lot of soda pop and you eat the right food, the wrong foods, so that your mouth is more acidic on a pH range, you'll get cavity-causing bacteria. If we can use a different toothpaste and mouth rinse, a friend of mine developed out in California, to change the pH, the acidity of your saliva, you'll get a whole different population of bacteria growing that aren't as cavity-causing. It's amazing what goes on. A friend of mine in Chicago, on the Nobel committee for the Nobel Prizes, has shown that what we eat changes the bacteria and is a big cause of autism. It's amazing what bacteria, the different bacteria you can do, and diet's a huge factor.
So the bacteria in a pregnant woman's mouth can affect the condition of her child.
Absolutely, yes. That's been shown. There are I did a video interview with Dr. Yiping Han, and she has shown where bacteria in your mouth can cause preterm birth, low birth weight babies, even fetus death. And it came from bacteria in the mouth. And in the one that caused fetus death that I'm thinking of right now, a terrible tragedy. But it was oral bacteria that caused that, and she didn't have that bad a looking gums. Again, it was the Burgiella bacteria, and it's just the type of bacteria that's in your mouth.
Okay, so with all that now being on the table, that information that you have informed us of, what are some tips for all of us to minimize that bacteria, that that awful bacteria that I didn't want to know about.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
That I've told you that, but maybe it'll help you or some of the viewers or the listeners.
What are some things we can do?
Yeah. Well, it's the things to take care of your health in general. For one thing, orally, you certainly want to keep your teeth clean through brushing, flossing, proper mouth rinsing. You want to see your dentist regularly to keep your mouth clean. That reduces the amount of bacteria in general, which is good. If you have a dentist that knows to test for the type of bacteria, you can do that. Anything you do to keep your entire body healthy will also, your oral tissues are tissues just like the rest of your body. So if you're getting your sleep, if you're eating the right foods, if you're exercising to get your whole body healthy, it's going to affect the tissues in your mouth as well.
How much do mouthwashes help with all of this? Or are they overstated?
It depends on what mouthwash it is. For certain things...
What do you recommend? What do you tell your patients?
I like the Carafree products that my friend out in California created. And they're excellent products. A lot of the mouthwashes on the market have alcohol in
them.
Yeah.
Those are supposed to be bad for your gums.
Well, they can be. Yeah, they can be.
Because they dry them out.
At times, if you're wanting to just kill some bacteria in your mouth, they can be helpful. But in general, an alcohol mouth rinse, no. It's going to dry out your tissues. It's not good to use that most of the time.
Is you're talking about a specific product. Are there products that are commonplace on the supermarket or drugstore shelves that we can just pick up that fit the bill?
Not necessarily the mouthwashes. Certainly, you get an American Dental Association approved toothpaste. It's good. If it's a mouthwash that's ADA approved, it's better than not ADA approved. But to really get a non-alcohol mouthwash, and in particular one that's going to affect the pH of your saliva and thereby affect the type of bacteria that grow in your mouth, Carafree is the best that I've seen. Carifree, Carafree, and that's out of California.
So where would you get that?
Well, you can get it online, I think. Yeah, we have it at our office, but I think you can also get that online.
So nothing on the shelf when I go to the store is really that big? It's not going to help me that much?
Well, they do help. They do help, absolutely. Anything that you're using to keep your teeth clean.
Because I'm kind of an old Listerine guy, and that's, you know, the strong alcohol type of mouthwash.
Yeah, that's. I think Listerine has the alcohol in it. I don't know if they have an alcohol-free or not now, but it's harsh, yeah. Makes your mouth feel good, and it makes your breath fresh for a little while.
It feels like it's killing something in there.
Well, yeah,
it's,
and it is.
It's killing me when I put it in my mouth.
Well,
it doesn't taste good.
Out your tissues.
Yeah. So, does it work to kill that bacteria? That's what I want to know.
It does help kill bacteria, yes, absolutely.
Okay. So it does something.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
All right. Let's see. What else do you have for us here? You were going to talk about, and we've used a lot of our time here, so we might have to breeze through some of this stuff.
I like to, you know, there's research in many areas of how the mouth affects the body. I've tried to, being on the board for the American Academy for Oral Systemic Health and a founding member of it, I've tried to kind of pull it all together, give an overview, you know, from above. And so I like to call it as bloodborne effects of the mouth, which would be from the bacteria and gum disease and abscessed teeth. By the way, the bacteria and abscessed teeth, they now show trigger about 50% of heart attacks. About half the time people have a heart attack, it's triggered by an oral infection. Not the total long-term cause, but the trigger that sets it off. So the bloodborne, and that affects anywhere your bloodstream goes, all cardiovascular, like heart attack, stroke, diabetes, pregnancy. I interviewed the head of the International Alzheimer's Institute in Switzerland. I didn't go there. She came here to one of our meetings, And she said there are six spirochete, that's a type of bacteria, six different types of bacteria, spirochetes, which go directly from the mouth to the brain. And if you want to help control and prevent dementia and Alzheimer's, you have to take good care of your mouth. So also cancer, respiratory disease, rheumatoid arthritis are all blood-borne ways that the mouth affects the body, bacteria going through the bloodstream. But then many non-blood-borne ways as well. We talked last time about airway, that the roof of your mouth is the same bone as the floor of your nose. And so as you expand your jaws, which I'm doing right now, or I have done, now I'm straightening my teeth, I expanded them 8 millimeters, laterally and 3 millimeters AP, it affects your airway. If we can treat kids and get them a better airway, a better roof of their mouth, their lower jaw also tends to come forward and their posterior airway improves as well. So we can really affect the airway as dentists. Breathing, most people overbreathe. They breathe too much, too frequently, and too big a breath. We help that. We've got a capnometer in our office. It's all related to the whole airway, posture of the mouth, which is myofunctional therapy of the mouth. The whole posture of the mouth affects the way your jaws develop. Very important. Nutrition is huge in oral health because, again, anything that affects the tissues of your body affects the tissues in your mouth. And then oral cancer is a big factor in non-bloodborne herpes and viral. And also your total health and lifestyle, very much affected by your mouth.
All right. We're out of time, Mike. we'll have to pick this up again next month. Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center, and you're a dentist, and you're going to be throwing candy out to the kids at the parade.
Isn't that terrible? But you know what?
I was a kid once, too,
and as long as they take care of their teeth and keep them clean, you know, we love to make those kids happy.
Well, listen, before I go to bed every night, I brush my I floss my teeth.
Then good. That's huge.
Then I brush my teeth because I figure I'm not doing any good.
You're doing it just right. Exactly
floss
right.
Floss it
first. Floss, then brush.
You and bet. Then I take a swig of that horrible Listerine and go to bed.
Just don't swallow that Listerine.
No, I don't swallow it. No. I take a drink of water after I spit it out. Okay.
It's been a pleasure, Mark.
Dr. Mike, we'll see you again next month.
Great.